out of harm's way. The Caliuche, Skye said, repeating the name. And I suppose there's some significance in that name? Enough, Norquinco said, reading Skye's expression of deep contempt. The island where my ancestors came from had a lot of ghost stories. The Caliuche was one of them. Norquinco was speaking earnestly now, all trace of his usual nervousness gone. And I suppose you're going to enlighten us about her. She was a ghost ship. Funny, I'd never have guessed. Gomez thumped him. Look, shut up and let Norquinco get on with it, all right? Norquinco nodded. They used to hear her, sending accordion music out across the sea at night. Sometimes she would even put into port, or take sailors from other ships. The dead aboard her were having a party that never stopped. Her crew were wizards, brujos. They cloaked the Caliuche in a cloud that followed her around everywhere. Now and then people saw her, but they could never get close to her. She would sink under the waves or turn into a rock.
Ah,
said Skye, so this ship, which people couldn't see very clearly because it was covered in a cloud, also had the ability to turn into an old rock when they got closer. That's remarkable, Norquinco. Proof of magic if ever I heard it. I'm not saying there was ever an actual ghost ship, Norquinco said testily, then. But now, who knows? Perhaps the myth concerned one that was yet to come. It gets better, it really does. Listen, Gomez said, forget the Caliuche, forget the ghost ship bollocks. Norquinco's right, in a sense. It could have happened, couldn't it? There could easily have been a sixth ship, and the knowledge of it might have become confused with time. If you say so. You could also argue that the whole thing was a tissue of lies made up by the terminally bored crew of a generation ship to minutely enrich the mythic fabric of their lives, if you so wished. Skye paused as the train swerved into a different tunnel, rattling against its induction rails, gravity rising as it moved a little closer to the skin. Ah, I know what your problem is, Norquinco said, with half a smile. It's your old man, isn't it? You don't want to believe any of this because of who your father is. You can't stand the idea of him not knowing about something so significant. Maybe he does know. Has that ever occurred to you? So you admit that the ship could be real? No, actually. But Gomez interrupted him, obviously warming to the subject. As a matter of fact, I don't find it hard to believe that there was once a sixth ship. Launching six rather than five wouldn't have been much more effort, would it? After that, after the ships had got up to cruising speed, there could have been some disaster, some tragic event, deliberate or otherwise, which left the sixth ship essentially dead. Coasting but derelict with its crew all killed, probably its momios as well. There must have been enough residual power to keep the remaining antimatter in containment, of course, but that wouldn't have taken much. What? Skye said, and we just forgot about it. If the other ships had also played a part in the destruction of the sixth, it wouldn't have been difficult to edit the data records of the entire flotilla to remove any reference to the crime itself, or even the fact the victim had ever existed. That generation of crew could have sworn not to pass on the knowledge of the crime to their descendants, our parents. Gomez nodded enthusiastically, so by now all we'd have been left is with a few rumours, half-forgotten truths mixed up in myth. Exactly what we do have, Norquinco said. Skye shook his head, knowing it was futile to argue any further. The train came to a halt in one of the loading bays which serviced this part of the spine. The three of them got out carefully, crunching their sticky-soled shoes onto the flooring for traction. There was scarcely any feeling of gravity now, since they were so close to the axis of rotation. Objects still fell to